Rick Zeron, who is going to be sitting behind one of the contenders for the Oslo Grand Prix, namely Winsong Jiang, is on the other end of my line as we speak. He's on his way to the airport. Thanks for being on, Rick. I know you're in a busy mode right now, but thank you.
No problem, Norm. I'm glad to be on your show.
Listen, how is Winsong Jiang? How did he ship? What have you heard?
He flew over a week ago yesterday. And the caretaker has been looking after the horse, Al Briscoe. He went with him right on the plane. So he told me we flew from Toronto, from Pearson, right to Amsterdam Airport. And then we give him a 5-liter bag of fluids and had a little bit of a layover, get his legs back underneath him. And then he went over for 22 hours on a truck, and he went on a boat.
So right now you are stabled. He is stabled where?
He's about an hour north of Oslo, Norway.
Okay. All right. You've raced in Europe before, and for those not familiar, perhaps you can describe the feeling of how much pageantry. I mean, when you watch the Elitloop, when you watch the Grand Prix, you'd almost think you're watching a soccer game, but there's so much pageantry around these races. And what does that do to you emotionally before a race?
Well, you get very well pumped. It's very exhilarating, I could put it to you that way, because over in Europe, the horse racing business over in Europe is still number one sport. It might be right alongside of the soccer, but
wow.
Don't have as many sports in Europe as they do here in North America. That's why the horse racing is such an elite program that's over there, and the fans, they're to die for. They come out with the drums, the horns, the bugles.
Yeah, banners of their favorite horse.
Anything that they can blow or whistle or whatever they can do, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people that come to it.
It's fantastic. Now, how did Winsong Jiang prep for Sunday's race?
Well, after he defeated Sam Pale 3 weeks ago, we gave him a little bit of time off, and then we started training him a mile and a half because I wanted him to be completely prepared for this race coming up, Norm, and it's a mile and a quarter race. It's a 5/8 mile oval. We're going around, and we start at the finish, and we go around twice, and that's where we finish. So we've prepped him quite well. We've trained him an extra quarter of a mile just so he'd be strong enough and to be able to endure this event.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. With that in mind, is that also part of a strategy looking forward 2 weeks from now to the Elitloop, where you're going to have to go heats?
Well, yes, he'll be well prepped for the Elitloop because he's got to go two heats, Norm, but it's 2 mile races, so we're back to his normal training, but we're going to keep training him the mile and a half in between.
Okay.
After Sunday's race, he's still going to train a mile and a half, two more trips before he goes into double heat in the Elitloop, so that he will be completely fit and ready for that event too.
Sure. Well, it's been often said by some of the Scandinavian trainers that they've never rested a horse into being a champion, so we'll see what happens. What's been the key in turning this horse around? He's shown talent, but was never consistent. He certainly turned the tables.
Well, I didn't have him at 2 and 3 years old. There was another trainer that had him, and when he became into his early in late February of his 4-year-old year, Bill Loynes had approached me and asked me if I trained this horse, and I took him on his training, but he was he's a very, very big horse, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
But he was gangly. He didn't have the muscle tone, and I told the owner, I said, if you give me a chance with this horse and let me develop him as a 4-year-old, I think he's going to be a great 5, 6, and 7-year-old, and he told me do whatever I had to do with him, so I spot raced him. Whenever he was in tough, you know, we raced him accordingly, and then when last year when he was 4, when he was in conditions that he was available to win, you know, we put him up near the front end, and he showed that he could be the caliber of horse that he is right now, because he trotted, he went in 52 last year. So.
That's amazing. And I know one of the things you like about him is his versatility. Do you think that will come in handy, obviously, this Sunday?
It's going to have to, Norm, because he drew the 8-hole.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's a 5/8 mile track, and they only go 8 wide, so we can't get out any wider. So.
Kiss of death there. But, you know, he is a very strong horse. He's well-conditioned. Does it bother you that you were third choice to represent Canada?
No, not at all, because Sam Pale, who's been a champion for the last couple of years, you take your hat off to him. He's outstanding. Mr. Herbie, he's a 4-year-old horse that just he exploded once Jeff Gillis got a hold of him last year as a 3-year-old. He did. Both of them made the right choice. Sandpail does not travel very well. Rod Hughes had explained to me. I knew that Jeff Gillis would not take Mr. Herbie because he's 4 years old, and they only race. They only really start racing the horses over there when they're four or five. So I knew that he wasn't going to take Mr. Herbie over there this year. He's thinking about it next year. So I knew that I was third in line, but I knew that I'd be the first one that would say yes.
I got you. Now, you know, what is happening here in Ontario is news around the harness racing world. What are the folks in Europe asking you about the Ontario situation? What are they commenting? How are they commenting on it?
Well, a lot of people don't really know what's going on over here in North America or Canada, basically, with what's going on with the racing. Over in Europe, they don't have the slot machines. They have betting parlors like you would go and buy a 649.
Yeah.
They go right in there, and they can just swipe a card through, and they can bet the whole race program and then leave and watch it on TV, because they have like a three or four different channels just for harness racing in Europe.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable what they have in Europe. They can just walk in into a grocery store, bet your 10 race program, and go home and watch them on TV.
I'm tearing my hair out.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. Well, I'm sure you'll pass the word on to them, and I'm sure they're going to have a hard time understanding why a government would want to destroy a business model that has worked as hard and as well as it has. But we'll leave that up to the politicians. Hey, listen, C-Man, best of luck in the upcoming Oslo Grand Prix and in the upcoming Elite Lop. We know you'll represent Canada well, as will Winsong Jayon. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you, my friend, and have a great day. Thanks for having me on the show.